Psalm number 38. Let him draw us nearer tonight. Let the Lord draw us very, very, very nearer. We want to be nearer than what we were yesterday. Today, we want to be nearer to him more than what we were yesterday. Amen. Every day, we should be nearer and nearer. Every day, we should be nearer and nearer. More especially at this material time. In God's program for the Gentile, we should be nearer and nearer every day.
Oh, no. We shall rise.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, even as we confess and rejoice upon this hope, Lord, let this hope, Papa, be made real unto us in the last day, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wonderful Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your Bible to the book of Ephesians. We are back again. Stand up and open to the book of Ephesians. If you are not a visitor, you know that as a bride says, we stand when we want to open the word, the eternal word of God. For the word of God is God. So we give reverence when we want to read. Amen. So let us rise in our feet now as we read and open the word. For tonight, it's a Bible study. Let us rise in a minute and open the word by standing in reverence to the word. Let's stand and respect the eternal word of God. Have we all stand? Some assistant sitting down, label for them. The book of Ephesians. After Galatians, you have Ephesians. Are we there? Okay, let's read from verse 1. We are continuing in our Ephesians series. The last time we tackle it, we stop at verse what? 4. Amen. We stop at 4. We are taking our time to explore in details the book of Ephesians, because it's too rich. I begin to read. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption, amen, of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Papa, bless the reading of your word in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let it edify ourselves tonight to God. And in all, Papa, may God be built up tonight in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus' name we pray. You may sit down. Hallelujah. So we continue today, hallelujah, in our series of the book of Ephesians. And when we discuss this thing, that will be either a month or 3 Fridays ago. Either 4 Fridays ago or 3 Fridays ago. Amen. When we discuss, we study the book of Ephesians. We took it verse by verse. And that first day, we were able to took 5 verses. We took from verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. Hallelujah. Today, we want to dwell in verse 5, where we stopped that day. But meanwhile, just to refresh your memory, we were able to look at the letter of Ephesians, though Apostle Paul recovered that day that it was a letter wrote by Apostle Paul while he was in prison. Many authorities favor because Apostle Paul spent two prison terms, one in Caesarea in Syria, and then the other one in Rome. He spent 2 years in Rome. While he was in Rome, he was given an opportunity as a prisoner. He was an executive prisoner. He could see the newspapers and do his preachings. Amen? So there, he received a serious inspiration to write this book of Ephesians and other epistles to the churches. They were in Asia Minor. Amen? And in that original manuscript, we said that day that the word the church at Ephesus was not in the original manuscript. Because that the particular letter was not to a particular church in any city. It was meant for the universal church of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That this letter was meant for the universal church of Jesus Christ. And then that the writer was Apostle Paul, and Tychicus was his messenger. Amen. And we begin to look at this verse by verse, and then we begin to say that he was addressed to saints. The letter was not meant for everybody. It was addressed only to saints of God. Amen. The people that have been called by God, justified, sanctified, glorify and set aside for God's use, for God's purpose. Amen. A man, we recovered that day that this letter was written to a man or a woman who professed Christ as Lord and Savior, that worship Him in spirit and in truth. A man or a woman that have been justified. That is, you have undergone thoroughly the three process of three works of grace. You've been justified, you've been sanctified, you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you begin to acquire a steady growth in your spiritual ladder. Amen. You are having a steady spiritual growth in your spiritual ladder. The man has been sanctified, and cleaned up, and set aside for God. That he is a saint. Bible calls such a man or a woman who is a saint. Not just an ordinary church member. Amen. Not just a church member. That is now, that person now is a member of the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So that man is known as a saint, and not like the Roman Catholic people will baptize an infant and then the man would be there in Roman Catholic Church after some years. If he died, the Cardinal Council in Rome, the Cardinal Council in Rome will now gather up and have a meeting. I remember there was one man in Nigeria. He was a very good Catholic. You know, during his Catholic years, as a Catholic Christian, Roman Catholic. Because there is Catholic Church and there is Roman Catholic Church. Amen. The head of the Catholic Church is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the head of the Roman Catholic Church is Pope of Rome. So they are two different things. Amen. So, then the Cardinal Council in Rome will have a meeting and declare the man a saint. Saint Matthias, Saint Dauda of Oshobo. Amen. So, by Bible context, that is not a saint. By Bible context, that is nothing but Roman Catholic tradition. Amen. So we'll be able to know who a saint is. And then we went further to see that the Bible said that we that are in Christ, Hallelujah. We that are in Christ. Praise the Lord. I was listening to a preacher this evening. He quoted the book of Romans chapter 8. But he did not complete the quoting. While he was preaching to his congregation in television, he quoted Romans chapter 8, but he did not complete the quoting. Because he told them, we that are not in Christ. The Bible says, there are no more none, no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. Is that all? Amen. The Bible said, yeah, if you want to quote that scripture, quote it completely. Amen. Because that scripture has a but. It has a but. Amen. There is now no more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It means that if you are in Christ Jesus, but walk after the flesh, there is condemnation. Amen. So, we were able to find out in our last study that the Bible said here in verse 3 that he has blessed us, we that are in Christ Jesus, that have no condemnation because walk after the Spirit, that we are now in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. And then we begin to decode that word in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because so many commercial preachers have commercialized that scripture looking at material blessing. Amen. They have commercialized that scripture looking at material blessing, that if the spiritual blessing there is that you will be a millionaire, you will build two houses, one on top of Babbage, one on Sahara Desert, one on top of River Niger, you are now be renounced all over the world. That is not what the scripture is saying. Amen. It means that the sense of God, we are heavenly bound beings. Amen. In Christ, we are heavenly bound beings. We are now heavenly by nature. Now the Bible calls us pilgrims and strangers on the earth. That is why we are undergoing a process of transformations. Amen. He is changing us from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Changing us from glory to glory. From in his likeness and his image, he is perfecting me. He is changing me from earthly thing to the heavenly thing. Praise the Lord. And we're able to discover that day that we partake of his nature. Hallelujah. We partake of Christ's nature because he is the first among many brethren. God set him as a standard. Praise the Lord. So we discover so that as we partake of his nature, we partake of his life. And the life we partake of is not a life of 70 or 80 years. An endless life that is eternal. Amen. And by partaking of his life, we partake of his sufferings. We partake of his inheritance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, we also find out that in verse 4, hallelujah. So in verse 4, we also declare that he said, according as he had do what? Choosing us. Amen. He elected us. It was he that elected us. Hallelujah. And we find out that day also that election was as a result of his foreknowledge. Praise the Lord. So, That day we stopped at verse 4. So today we're going to verse 5 of the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. So we suspended it that day because we found out that chapter 5 was highly loaded. Amen. Now he said here in verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Good pleasure of his will. Hallelujah. Which means the predestination and even the adoption, it was purely his own business. I didn't add cobble to it. I wasn't even there when he was making the choice. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, because we are taking our time to get this thing in detail, to break it down in pieces. Now, we want the question is, what then is predestination? Amen. What do you mean by, what is the Bible or what is the Holy Ghost saying by that he predestinated us? What does he mean by predestination? Amen. And this very particular topic is one of the controversial doctrine in Christendom. But it should not be controversial because it's a Bible truth. Amen. It's a Bible truth. It is meant for every believer to believe. Hallelujah. I am seeing some eyes closed by 7 o'clock in the morning. Some eyes are still closed by 7 o'clock in the morning. It means we are not talking to the people. If you are an eagle, do your wing like this. If you are an eagle, do your wing like this. If you believe you are an eagle, can I see your wing? Amen. If you are an eagle, you believe you can fly. Can you flap your wing very well? Flap your wing if you are an eagle. Amen. So this is an eagle food. The dish tonight is for the eagles. If you are a stranger in Israel, please bear with us today. If you are a stranger in Israel, please bear with us. But for your information, you are in an end time message church. A church under the covenant of the voice of the seventh angel. A church under a call out message of Revelation 10:7. So you may hear things that sound strange. Don't draw conclusion. Please wait and ask questions. It will help you better. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are asked to feed the lamb and feed the sheep. So today is the sheep food. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are talking of predestination. So what is predestination then? Hallelujah. And my Bible shall give it as, it says predestination means, predestination is that effective exercise of the will of God by which things before determined by him are brought to pass. Can I take it again? It said predestination means is that effective exercise of the will of God by which things before determined by him are brought to pass. Amen. It is that exercise of the will of God. God is said that is the one that exercises his will upon the thing that he had already determined to bring it to come to pass. Amen. That is predestination. Amen. The second one says, It means the thing that already been marked out to happen. Amen. The things that already been marked out by God to happen. The thing that already been marked out by God to happen. And if you are marked out by God to happen, it has become certainty upon certainty. It has become, it must come to pass as it is written. It cannot be altered. It cannot be amended. Amen. If your life do red dry fasting, white dry fasting, yellow dry fasting, that cannot alter it, because what is written is written. It is by predestination. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we saw an example in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, where the Lord had to go through or had a statement of Apostle Peter. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4 verse 27. Amen. He said here, let me read a little bit from the verse 25 down to 27. Acts of Apostles chapter 4. Let's start reading from verse 25 down to 27. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Acts of Apostles chapter 4, reading from verse 25. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the ruler were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, amen, with who? With a Gentile. And all the people of Israel were gathered together for to do what? Soever who? Thy hand. Whose hand? Whose hand? God's hand. Amen. And what? And what again? And God, and whose counsel? God's counsel. Amen. Had what? Determined before to be done. Amen. Hallelujah. So what they were doing was what God has perfected already by his foreknowledge. And then predestined it that Christ will have to go through this. Amen? Therefore, what they were doing, they were in the perfect will of God. They were in the perfect will of God. Because if that does not happen, you and I will not be sitting down here today claiming to be members of family of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So they found themselves in the perfect will of God. Amen. To do what was already predetermined by God to be done. So that you and I could be saved. So that the promise that God made to Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12 could come to pass. Because God has said to Abraham that in you, in your seed, shall all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, predestination is as a result of what? Foreknowledge of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is God's foreknowledge that gives right to election. Amen. It is God's foreknowledge that gives rise to election. Praise the Lord. It's because God knows that when he came to Ubakala, when God came to Ubakala, he know that 10 people that will be saved, and you sitting down here from Ubakala, you are one of them. He has foreseen you that when you hear the gospel of his son, you will not ask questions, you will not query, you will not argue, you will not just believe like a sheep. And by that, he pencil your name down. Hallelujah. And prepare you while you were it as a seed in the loins of your father. While you were just there like a germ in the sperm cell of your father, he predestined you that when you come here, you will believe. Amen? Hallelujah. That is why you are believing here, not because you wanted to believe. It was because God has ordained that you will believe. And that is why in a family, hallelujah, that one that was ordained to believe the gospel of salvation, when you believe, the rest member can turn against you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The rest member will trembly turn against you. Amen. So, when we get to the book of 1 Peter, we find out that it was election that gave rise to predestination. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1, I want to read verse 2. Amen. Are you there? You see, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the stranger that scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect, amen, what did he call them? What did he call you? Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, amen, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen. Elect according to God foreknowledge. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in verse 20 of the same chapter, it said, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that is predestination. Amen. Amen. So it is God's foreknowledge that gives rise to predestination. Amen. I mean that what God wants to do was already determined by God. And then it is two aspects. The salvation of the elect ones was already predetermined by God. Amen. The salvation of the elect of God was already predetermined by God. And also, other acts and actions that take place in the universe, God knows about them. Amen? Both good and bad. Both good and bad. And then somebody will say, is God an author of evil? No. God is not an author of evil. Amen? But by God's foreknowledge, God will know that certain people, by certain circumstances whereby they will find themselves, God knows how they will react to those circumstances. Amen? God knows how they will react to those circumstances. That a man could, because of bad friends, bad influence of friends, join occultism in the university. That a man, because of bad influence of friends, you join armed robbery gang. Amen? And a man could, because of pride, poverty, estimation, ego, use, join occultism in order to make money. Even if he means using his mother or his father. Amen? God will see that Socrates on earth can push a man to do that no matter what you tell him. He will go and join a cultic group to make money. Hallelujah. And God will permit it. Amen. Because you know that nothing you can do for him to change. Because that which has been made crooked cannot be made straight. So he permits it. Therefore, when he come up here, when that time come, he will surely join a robbery gang. What is written is written, brother. Amen. What is written is written. He can't change it. Hallelujah. He will join an robbery gang. He may join the gang at a point by preterminate knowledge of God, if he were an elected seed. He will end up at robbery, but from robbery, he can come back to church. Amen? From robbery, God has seen this one, that this one, no matter what you tell him, by the gospel, Jesus saved, Jesus saved, Jesus saved, he will ask you to shut up. Like so many of us in those days, when you enter Molue, going to work in the morning, and somebody will stand up in the bus and say, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. You will look at them and say, psh. Then you bend down on the chair and begin to sleep. Amen? Because you fell, you were coming to disturb you. At that time, in your mind, you were an enemy of God. Amen? Anything about God, you hate it. All your record in your house was Ikwakiri King and Osadebe. Amen. If you hear any gospel music, you say, you don't get another record. Put another one now. Praise the Lord. Why in your heart you were an enemy of God? But like Apostle Paul will say, when the time of your grace comes, by predestination, suddenly you become sober in your heart. Amen? You become sober in your heart. And when you hear the gospel, that inner man reacted and you accepted Christ. It was because God predetermined that that's the only way you can hear the gospel and believe it. That is why somebody that believe today, they believe from prison yard because they had to be chained. That spirit had to be chained. Amen. You know, madman. If you want the mad spirit to leave a madman quickly, you chain him. After some time, the demon will leave him. So some people, God knows, say, when they chain them inside prison house, there, lock them up, limit their movement, limit their right now, they will succumb to the gospel of Christ. Are you to know one of my Indian friends, Mr. Prasad? His wife never believed that they had anything like Jesus. In fact, he was ready to divorce the husband. Why would the husband go and say he was Jesus? But when one day motor hit her on the hospital bed, he was about to die. He called the husband and said, I am not ready to accept that Jesus. Please go and baptize me. She was taken to the hospital bed to go and be baptized. Amen. Some people, God know that the only place he can accept him as Lord and Savior will be from the hospital bed. And God will permit it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, in the book of Luke, chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Verse 22. The Lord make a statement here confirming predestination. He said, and truly the Son of Man goeth as it is determined. The Son of Man goeth as it is determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Amen. So, what you are going to pass through, betrayal, agony in Gethsemane, was all what God had already predetermined for him. And even Judas, his own ministry was also predetermined by God, that Judas will be the one that will betray Christ. In fact, that was why he was called. Amen? That was why Apostle Judas Iscariot was called. The reason was that in that discipleship, among 12 of them, there was a duty that only a son of perdition can perform that service. Amen? There was a service among the disciples, the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. There was a duty that it is only a son of perdition will do that job. Amen? Because no real member of the family will betray one another. Are you hearing me? No true member of the family will betray one another. So, it will take an idiot and a stranger to come in to betray the master. Amen? That is why God had to put him there. That was why Apostle Peter told the church that he had received his own ministry. In the other word, he had fulfilled the purpose for which he was called, and he had gone his own way. Hey! I hope there is nobody in this church that you are the person that has been brought here to do some certain job so that when you finish, I cannot go your own way. May it not be so in Jesus' name. Amen. No! You will not, you can't say so. Because before that hour come, Judas was a genuine disciple. Before that hour come, Judas was a genuine disciple carrying the money at the deacon of the group. Amen? Receive anointing, go out there, cast out devils. Come back with a testimony. Amen? Came back with testimony. As Apostle Peter, James, and the rest of them were testifying, Judas was also testifying. Amen. The demon bowed before them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was why at the time that the Lord Jesus asked that among 12 of you, one of you will betray me. It was difficult to say who it was who. Everybody was asking, Lord, is it I? Because nobody was suspecting one another. Because they were all anointed. Amen. For the first year, he was a genuine servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, apostle of Jesus Christ. Second year, the same thing. Third year, the same thing. He was a genuine servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, an apostle. Hallelujah. But a time had to come for him to fulfill his ministry. That was a mystery. That was a time set for him to fulfill his ministry. You can be here. You can be here. Very, very zealous for God in bright assembly. Pastor even know you. But may you flow to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. Because humanly, nobody know Apostle Judas Iscariot was a betrayer or a traitor. Until that hour, the Bible says, when the Lord Jesus put the bread in the wine, give to him, he collected it, and the Bible says, Satan entered him. Satan entered him because what is written is written. Amen? Brethren, this is serious. This is serious. So that an hour will not come. And another spirit will enter you against the church, or against your pastors, against your ministers, or against one another.
an hour will come, and then Satan, because he put you for purpose, will anoint you to fulfill your ministry.
May you not be here in Jesus' name. Amen. He obtained his own ministry because what is written is written.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See now, he has an evil job to do. Judas has an evil job to do. And God foresaw by his foreknowledge that only Judas will do that assignment. So, he brought him in as among the 12 apostles. Amen. Because no genuine son of God will do that service. It will take a son of perdition from the other line of Cain to come and do that service. Amen. Hallelujah. If you go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 22, in the days of Micaiah, the Bible says, God gathered among with his counselors. Amen. God gathered with his counselors in the book of 2 Kings chapter 22. Amen. And God were asking them, who will go and deceive Ahab to go and die at Ramon Gilead? All the suggestion they gave God couldn't do that job. Because all their suggestions were righteous suggestions. It takes a spirit from somewhere to come up and say, I will do it. And God said, how will you do it? I say, I will go and lie. He means that among God people, there are no liars. Amen. Among God people, there should be no liars that would lie to deceive or lie to cheat or lie to cover his own error. Amen. Because in that conference in heaven, all of them give a righteous suggestion. And that suggestion did not meet God's purpose. That suggestion was not enough to deceive Ahab to go and die at Ramon Gilead. Hallelujah. May we learn something tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Then when we go to the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 23, we see the act of predestination again reoccurring there. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, amen. Verse 23. It said here, let me read from verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracle and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, he have taken and by wicked hand have crucified and slain. Hallelujah. It was foreordained. Now that's why Christ, when he met those disciples from Emmaus to Jerusalem, after Christ, they were going on the way and complaining and murmuring. And the Lord, Bible say, the Lord Jesus will listen to their conversation. But when they entered their house that evening, and he break bread, hallelujah, he was telling them, why are you murmuring and complaining? Was it written down that Christ will have to go through this suffering before he will enter into his glory? And the Bible says, open the bread, and they now recognize that it was Christ himself, and he disappeared. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever role, whatever part that you are playing here tonight, amen, it is already foreordained. Amen. Whatever part you are playing, whatever role you are playing, it is already foreordained. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 15 and Proverbs chapter 7 verse 13 said, that which has been made crooked cannot be made straight. Hallelujah. But may not be, let there be no crooked person here. But let all be and shape people that God has prepared for his own glory. Amen. Amen. And then, this is the Bible truth that some preachers and teachers are arguing. And they ask question and say, how can you have two sons and you hate one and you love one? Amen. God is not an author of evil, but God by his foreknowledge know how you are going to act. God know how you are going to act. Hallelujah. God know that you will come here tonight, that your intention is your opportunity to get a handset and collect it and go home. God know that we are here tonight, you are looking for opportunity to put somebody in your hand, somebody's handbag and take his money. So he permitted. Amen. We came to business breakthrough some time ago. About a month ago. 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And then businessmen and women, they all bring their item at the altar. They brought their item at the altar. So when we close, we are not in the people and they were going. They were like collecting their item. When you are not to collect your item at the altar and go. At a point, I had to stop them. I said, wait. When we finish, everybody will stand at the altar. Come one by one to collect your item. At the end of the day, a sister screamed out that the phone was missing. At the altar. At the altar. Set up hand at the altar. Take something that is not your own. At the altar. Hey. At the altar. Altar of the Holy Ghost, the highest altar under heaven. The thing that is not your own. At the altar, go. He like going to Jitu Sherine and take something there, start to reach the stairway where they put it and come out. Amen. Hallelujah. The sister scream out. I shout the security, lock the gate. Lock the gate, don't let anybody to go out. That's what happened now. Therefore, security, lock the gate, don't let anybody to go out. Well, I call the phone. Quickly, we call the phone. And by the time you know the phone was ringing, it's ringing, you know. Inside church. The phone was ringing. We scared the side where the phone was ringing. You cannot suspect it. You can't imagine it. And the phone were ringing near some women. We come around the women. We always go to accuse somebody. We come around the women. They say, no, not here. One small boy, maybe 7, 8 years, take the phone and put it in the back pocket. And the thing were ringing inside the back pocket. I said, security. They say, leave on a small picking. I said, alive. Because at the airport, they will carry cocaine and give small picking. You go, what kind of innocent? They carry cocaine, they pass, they go. Carry on to security, go ask them a question. The parent may ask them to come and bring the phone. Amen. God help us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. From the youth, from very small, he practicing what he had been determined that he will do. So he graduated going into perfection. Amen. So prayer is the predestination for you. Amen. So the next major topic there is the topic we call adoption. Amen. Another major issue there mentioned in that book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 5, is the issue of adoption, which is a very cardinal issue of Christian faith. Amen. It's a very cardinal issue of Christian faith. Having predestinated, the reason why he chose us and predestinated us is to do what? For him to do what? To adopt us as sons into his family. Amen.
God choose you,
sister?
Why God choose you, brother? And predestinated you to conform to the image of his dear son Jesus Christ, were for him to do what? Adopt you as a son into his family.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Brother, while you are called and predestinated to conform to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, were for God to adopt you as a son into his family. The same thing to you, sister. This sonship at this particular realm, reference, referring to man and woman.
Hallelujah.
So, when we begin to talk of adoption, this adoption is different from common adoption.
Amen.
This adoption being talked about here, the adoption that Ephesians is referring to is different from common adoption that you know. Because the common adoption that you know is the adoption that when a man or a woman get married, they have no children, then after some time, perhaps when the woman is approaching the age of menopause, believing that all hope is lost, nothing can happen again, they cannot go to welfare officer, amen, or go to orphanage and go there and look for one beautiful baby girl or boy. And then tell the people there, we love this one. And then there will be a change of paper. Hallelujah. You will write an undertaking that you will love this child as your own child. You will cater for this child. You will grow up to know that you are the father, you are the mother. You will enter all the paper and sign with the government there, and they will carry picket and come back. You adopted that as your son. It is not that type of adoption. Amen. This adoption the Bible is talking about here, it is not that type of adoption. This adoption is a serious business and it's a serious matter. Amen. It is a serious business and it's a serious matter.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The biblical adoption, amen, the word adoption, as I saw it, amen, the Bible say, my study Bible say, the word adoption that I use in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, it is derived from the Greek word known as hoitesia, amen. It is derived from the Greek word known as hoitesia. H-U-I-O-T-H-A-S-I-A. Hoitesia. It is derived from the Greek word known as hoitesia. And hoitesia is spelled H-U-I-O. T-H-A-S-I-A. Hoitesia. It means son's blessing. The Bible adoption is not going to orphanage to collect a baby, but it means son's blessings.
Hallelujah.
Son's blessing in a family.
Hallelujah.
It's deep. Please pay attention. It means what? Son's blessing. And to place a son, it is not a careless business.
Hallelujah.
Because all of us here now, we are potential sons of God, being prepared for adoption.
Amen.
All of us here now, we are potential sons of God, being prepared for adoption. Let me just give a little summary before we go in detail. Let me give a little summary before going into details. When we were regenerated, when we were born again, we were called, we were chosen, amen, and then God justify you, you go through some process of sanctification, and then God glorify you by giving you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That from that moment you were born again, you were a child of God. You were what? You were a child of God. You are not yet a son. No. You are not yet a son. You are just a child of God. That was a time with praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I write your application to Zevran. And when we are 40 that day, only me we are choosing. Praise the Lord. One of my brothers was in USA. They put him inside, said, I come here and pray at the altar. Yesterday they released him. Praise the Lord. You were a child of God. You were just like a baby in the lap of God. When you cry, nga, nga, he will put breath in your mouth to shut your mouth up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That time you were just a baby in the lap of Almighty God. You were just born again, drinking milk to grow. That is why that time when you don't cry, nah, 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 he will put breath in your mouth to shut you up. Stop disturbing me. Amen. Hallelujah. It was expected that as you are eating milk, you will be growing. At that point in time, you cannot think for yourself. You cannot think for yourself. You cannot make a personal decision. You cannot do anything without supervision. You need a fatherly counsel, fatherly advice, fatherly motivation, fatherly encouragement, fatherly support. Amen. Amen. That time, you need a fatherly support. You need his kindness around you. You cannot think for yourself. You are a baby. You cannot make personal decisions without making a mistake. No, you need his advice. You are a child. You are a child. And this child is expected to grow. But the problem of many of us is that we refuse to grow. The problem of many of us, especially here in this church, we just refuse to grow. And God is being grieved. Which type of child is this? After 6 years, he will sit down for ground and open your shirt and really. Amen. Something wrong with this child. Hallelujah. Feeding bottle 6 months. Feeding bottle 1 year. Feeding bottle 1 year 6 months. Feeding bottle 2 years. Feeding bottle 3 years. Feeding bottle 5 years. Feeding bottle 6 years. When are you going to eat a baangari? Amen. Praise the Lord. We are talking of adoption. When will this child grow up into sonship? A position he can take decision. Many of you are having some serious experience now and you are complaining. Thank God you are growing. If you notice, when you are born again, before you pray, chap, 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 the next word you go testify. Amen. Next word you go testify. By the time I just pray now, brother, have agreement prayer. I am going to this embassy. I want my visa. By the time this embassy visa, pia. But at the time come, now when you pray, you have to add fasting. Yet there will be no result. Amen. You will have to add fasting if I 3 days dry. gave, there's no result. Amen. You even gave prayer partner to join you for this matter. After you will not pray, no result. Amen. It is because you are going into sonship. Now, we should begin to exercise your faith and go through a waiting period. Hallelujah. You are going into sonship. You have to begin to exercise your faith when you need anything from the Lord, and you have to go through a waiting period, because there's a waiting period. You can't bypass it. Amen. That's because you are going into sonship. He will allow you to go through some testing so that all that divine nature will begin to manifest. Hallelujah. When you pray, now you have to wait and exercise patience. Hallelujah. Even at a point in some need, he will allow you to exhort your patience. He will expect you to apply your long suffering. And then you say, brother, help me ask God, what did I do now? Brother, help me ask God, what did I do now? You will not do nothing. You are going into sonship. Brother, sister, you didn't do nothing. You are growing into sonship. Hallelujah. So stop complaining. Because now that you are going to sonship, hallelujah. Remember, when I say sonship, it refers to man and woman. Hallelujah. When you are, as you are growing, brother, sister, whatever you are asking him now, you must go through a waiting period for that thing to manifest. You can't help it. You can't even stop it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because as you are going into sonship, you will begin to experience stages of Christian growth. We grow by grace. Hallelujah. When he moves you to the upper ladder, when he moves you to this step here, you'll be tried here. He will move you to this step, he will promote to this step here, he will try you there and keep you there for some time. When you exalted the trial, when you pass that trial, he will not move you to this step here. He will try you again here. When you try you here, when you pass, he will move you to this step again, he will try you here again here. At every stage as you move forward in that ladder, you'll be tested for obedience and faithfulness. Therefore, stop complaining. We are talking of adoption. Adoption is son's blessing. Amen. It is son's blessing. Hallelujah. Before we go to example, look at what Galatians says, Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Galatians chapter 3. Okay. It said, but after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Let's stop there first. Amen. What was the need for schoolmaster? The schoolmaster was to do what? It was to tutor you. To teach you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Eastern Oriental East, a child that are going to be an inheritor. Hallelujah. Okay, let it read for that. Let it read for that. He said, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bound nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ. If ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed. And what? Hey, according to the promise. Amen. But the hair are a baby. The hair are children. Amen. The hair are children. And as a child, you cannot exercise any power. You cannot exercise any authority. You have to grow to a position where you can exercise authority and power over your inheritance. Amen. I think Pastor mentioned this some time ago. There was a king some time ago in Agbo. There was a baby king, either around 80s. Was it around 80s? Around 80s. Who is from Agbo here? Ikechukwu. That throne was vacant for some years, and there was no male child in that family. The Obi of Agbo throne was vacant for some years because there was no male child. When the last Obi died, there was no other male child in that family. Amen? And eventually there was a child. But this child was just 2 years. Either 2 years or 6 years. They had to fly him and hide him in London. To go and hide him here so they will not kill him. So that people, so that the dynasty will not pass to another family. He was actually the head of that throne. But as at that time he was a child. Therefore he cannot take over the throne. I bring that example so you can understand what we're talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. He couldn't take over the throne that time because he was a child. He had to go under tutorship, send him to school, bring him up, grow to maturity, graduate from university, then he can come down to take the throne. Because now he can think for himself. He can make decisions. He can exercise his powers. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if we look at Galatians again, Galatians 4. Let me read verse 4 before we go to the example I want to show in the Bible. He said, Galatians chapter 4. Now I say, verse 1, that the heir, as long as he is a child, amen, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. As a baby, he not better than the servant of that family. For example, in the days of Isaac, amen, in the days of Isaac, while Isaac was a child, he can do nothing. Everything was done by Eliezer. Yet Isaac was the inheritor of Abraham's family. He was the heir to what Abraham had. But as a child, he knew nothing. He does what Eliezer will tell him to do. Even though he was Eliezer, when Isaac called Eliezer, Eliezer was supposed to answer him, sir. But in this circumstances now, he had to answer Eliezer, sir. Yet he was the Lord of that family. Amen. So Isaac had to go through tutorship as a heir to Abraham's family. Amen. He had to go through tutorship. And when he graduated, in the course of his being trained up, his teacher can meet the father and assure the father, don't worry, you have an inheritor here. This your son will well represent you. This your son, in your absence, if you are not there, your son will be there. When he say yes, it will be good as if you had one that said yes. When he write, it will be as good as you had one that had write it. Amen? And then the father will be well assured. Hallelujah. When he graduated, amen. When he graduated, they will have to celebrate him in the day of his placement in the family. His placement means that the father will lift him up to a position of responsibility in that family. Are you following me? When the son is being placed, it means now that he has graduated as an inheritor, as his father representative. He can take his father position. He can do father, something in his father's name, and it will be as well good as that his father had done it. Amen? Are you following? When he say anything, it is as good as his father has said it. In fact, when he says anything, when his father comes, his father cannot utter it, because it was as good as his one that done that did it. Mona Nambofu, when you follow Nanya Fogon Nam, Mona Nambofu, Mona Nam Nalo Tolo, Mona Nambofu, when you follow Nanya Fogon Nam, Mona Nambofu. Hallelujah. You see where we are going? Amen. Brother Victor, Mona Nana Lotalo, Mona Nambot, when you hold on Nana Hogan, Mona Nambot. Sister Chica, Mona Nana Lotalo, Mona Nambot, when you hold on Nana Hogan, Mona Nambot. Hallelujah! He said, I am my father, we are one. I am my father, we do one work. So when you see me, you are seeing my father. Hallelujah! Amen! So when a child grow up to that position in the family, he will be celebrated. Genesis chapter 21. Hallelujah. Because we have been predestinated unto adoption. That's where we are going to. Chapter 21, verse 1 to 8. Amen. From verse 1 to 8, I begin to read. And the Lord visited Sarah, and he had said, and as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, being a days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God had made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And he said, who will have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Verse 8, where I'm going to. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. I had to look up the spelling, the meaning of that word weaned in my chamber dictionary. Amen. It means a period in time in life that that child had grown up to stand in his own independence. Separated from his father and his mother. To take decision. To do things on his own without supervision. When Abraham doesn't get to that age, his father celebrated him. Amen? Because his tutor has assured him that your son is a son indeed. And that day, Isaac receive a placement in that family. Amen. He received a placement in Abraham's family. In the other word, if Abraham is not there, Isaac is there. When Isaac does anything, it is as good as Abraham has done it. If Isaac does anything, when Abraham comes, Abraham cannot utter it because it is as good as him that is doing that thing. Amen. He gave him a placement. And from that time, Abraham now can now commit responsibilities, higher responsibilities to Isaac, and we go and sleep. Amen. Abraham can commit responsibility to Isaac and go and sleep. Because he had an assurance that he will do everything detail to detail without error. That whatever he does in his absence, it will be as good that he, Abraham, had done it. Amen. So he gave him a blessing in his family. That is adoption. Amen. They celebrated Isaac that day and gave him adoption. Some states in eastern Nigeria, they still celebrate adoption, like the Oriental East. I know villages like my village, like villages in East Kenesi, Mbano area. Amen. In my area, we call it H grade. H grade. That when you people grow up, when you are growing up, there will be a time your A grade will have no name. Your A grade, the council of elders in the town will not give your A grade name. So they will call you A grade without name. Ukengwenaha. In my dialect, you people don't have name. Amen? Now, but when you people grow up, when that A grade grow up, they have A grade without name, 1, 2, 3. Now, when you grow up to the certain level that the town council of elders and chief know that they cannot place a responsibility upon you people, they will now summon your A grade now, and because the fair people are now mature to manhood. You are now mature to manhood. You can then tie judge and turn it to this side. Before you can tie and put on here. But that day you go tie your judge and put on here. You will get it to appear like this here. Amen. That is age of maturity. They want to give you, they will now give you a responsibility. When levy come for the town, they will give people, they will portion amount for you people to pay. The town can begin to reckon with that 8th grade now because they have matured into manhood and they will give them name. Amen. Hallelujah. But those in this Ekenesi, I remember that now they will summon all the people that are of that age, they will call them Imakwa. Iwakwa. Iwakwa. The young men will go there because that is now the society want to recognize them as men. Amen. After that period, if you tell them you want to marry, they will listen to you because you are growing into manhood. Amen. So, what are they doing? It is that period that the town council of elders and chiefs are adopting people into the mainstream of the society as men. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, you notice again that it is not every son in a family are given blessing. Yes, he's quite a son of that family, but not all the sons are given blessing. It is only the son that pleases their father very well. And the father can say, I have confidence in him. I can trust him. I can rely upon him. I don't have fear. When he does anything, it is as good as I have done it. Let's see what happened in the family of Jacob. In Genesis chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49. Hallelujah. We are looking at this word adoption as part of our Ephesians series. Amen. We are going to read from verse 1. Are you there? Genesis chapter 49 from verse 1. Amen. Look at the family now. Family of 12 sons. As you are reading, you will look as that you yourself, you will know that there is a blessing in the family. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear ye sons of Jacob and hearken unto Israel your father. He began to mention them by name. Amen. And by the blessing is given is issuing out, you will know though that receive blessing in the family. Amen. He said, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of the dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Thou shalt not excel. By this, Reuben and the first son did not receive a blessing before Jacob in his family. Yet he was the first son. Why? He did not please the father very well. As a blessed water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up unto my father's bed, thy father's bed, then defiled thou it. He went unto my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. Oh, my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly, my honor, be not thou united. For in their anger, they slew a man, and in their self-will, they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. And by this manner of blessing, you can see that Simeon and Levi did not receive a blessing in Israel and Jacob's family, because they did not pray their father very well. The father said, to their counsel, I will not unite with them. Amen. Hallelujah. And it was a prophecy to bring Levi to the will of God without even knowing it. Hallelujah. That was why Levi did not have a particular portion that you say this is the inheritance of the Levite. Rather, every tribe in Israel that received inheritance in Canaan, they set up a portion for the Levite of that tribe. Amen. Simeon, he said, didn't have a very big, large inheritance. He was just attached to Dan, tribe of Dan. Amen. Then we continue. You see the blessings of all the tribe. From verse 8 now, look at Judah. Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's well. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he cudgeled as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. Unto him shall the gathering of his people be. That is why, by the prophecy, every divine king come from Judah. Amen. Before the days of Saul, hallelujah, Saul is from Benjamin, hallelujah. Now, in the tribe of Judah, something happened. You remember the story of the daughter of Judah. Amen. The story of daughter of Judah. Judah, one of his sons died, not leaving a child to bear his name on earth. And then his younger brother, I think Onan was supposed to go into his brother's wife because it was permitted then. God said them go to his wife. The first issue that we are going to be raised out of that union, it will be for the dead man's name. When you marry your brother's wife, the first issue of that marriage will bear the man's name. Amen. But this Onan was a wicked young man. So he knew the law. Now he married his brother's wife. Hallelujah. But when they want to have union, when Albert come, when he was supposed to pass his seed into the woman, he would rather drop the seed on the floor. Because he didn't want to raise up a seed, a son, for his brother. And God get angry and kill him. Amen. For breaking the law of procreation before God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't want the continuity of the father, his brother's name in the family. So God kill him. And the wife was left without a husband. And the only male, Sheba, in the family was just a small boy. Hallelujah. So the father, Judah, advised the young woman, said, well, you can see now there's no other young man that can take you up as a wife. This little one is too small. So please go back to your father's house. Perhaps you'll be lucky there to get married again. Amen. So while the woman was there in the father's house, Sheba has grown up. And the father forget there was somebody waiting somewhere, yet unmarried. And he now gave another wife for Sheba. So the young woman heard that the man had given another wife for the young man that we were waiting for and get annoyed and then decided to plan for the man. The Bible says Judah was sharing his sheep with this little celebration somewhere. And they told the young woman, and the young woman dressed like a harlot and went to hide herself in a corner. When Judah was well drunk, amen, you know, alcoholism goes with spirit of fornication. Amen. Alcoholism goes with spirit of fornication. So, Judah, this woman went into Judah and they pretend to be a harlot. And Judah now has struck an agreement. Say, well, if the woman, Judah said, had no money to pay now, or the wheat or rice to give you now. The woman said, okay, in that case, deposit your staff with me. So when you bring the rice tomorrow morning, you collect your staff. Let's sleep. Hallelujah. And then the stock agreement and that happened. And then Judah sleep. Amen. But by the time he woke up in the morning, the woman had run away with his staff. Hallelujah. The woman had done him 419. I ran away with his staff. He didn't see the woman again. Hallelujah, because he thought it was a harlot. He never knew it was his son's wife. So, later now, 9 months after, the young woman had put to bed. They went and summoned Judah. What happened? Your son's wife is pregnant and he had put to bed. Ah, they summoned the young woman. You have committed whoredom in Israel. She will be stoned. And as they gather to stone her, the woman said, wait first. He bring out the staff. The owner of this staff is the father of my pekin. Yay! Alarm blow. Amen. By that action, a bastard was brought into the tribe of Judah. And according to Deuteronomy chapter 21, a bastard shall not enter the host of the Lord until their 10th generation. Amen. So, from that period, recording down, It did not complete 10 generations until the days of David. That was why when Saul wanted to come, he couldn't come from the tribe of Judah. They got it from the tribe of Benjamin. Knowing that the prophecy he has said, the scepter, that is the staff of the kingship, shall not depart from Judah. So the dynasty of kingship of Israel ought to come from Judah. And that was why the King of Kings was also born from the tribe of Judah, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So they had to wait until the expiration of the period of time. And then a king started from the days of David. So every other king, if you go to the book of 1st and 2nd Kings, they were all from the tribe of Judah. Amen. And you go down, you notice, you read here, now the next person here that was favored was Joseph. Hallelujah. Because of time is running out. The next person there that were favored was Joseph. If you go from verse 22, amen, amen. Joseph is a faithful buff, even a faithful buff by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him, but his bow abode in strength, and the arm of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. For death is the shepherd of the shepherd, the stone of Israel, even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and the blessings of the womb. The blessing of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors unto the uttermost bound of the everlasting hill. They shall be on the head of Joseph. Amen. Hallelujah. You look at the spiritual blessing placed upon him. So that it was only two people that received a blessing as sons in that family. Hallelujah. The people that in the absence of their father, they can turn for their father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when we come to the days of our Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, why as a child, hallelujah, God never reckoned to him as son. When they had to run to Egypt, if you go to that scripture, he will say, when God told Joseph, carry that child and run him to Egypt. Carry who? That child. Even though he was a potential son of God, the responsibility, what he was to accomplish, he cannot do them then because he was a child. But when he grew up to the age of maturity, because 30 is a number of maturity in the Jewish religious calendar. Amen. At that age, Christ appeared and was baptized. When Christ appeared and was baptized, he had now come the age of responsibility. The assignment, the preordained purpose of him being born, this is not for him to accomplish them. Amen. That was why now, when he baptized and came up, now God screamed, that is my son. That is my beloved son. In the year being run to Egypt, he was a child. But now he is my son. Because he is not the heir to take responsibility. My predetermined purpose and ordination, it is not for him to carry it out. And Jesus himself confirmed that when he stand before Pontius Pilate, I say, for this purpose was I born. For this purpose I come into the world. Amen. Because he had grown to the age of maturity. Amen. Now, at that age, Jesus can say, I and my father, we are one. Because whatever my father do, that is what I do. Adoption, placement. As the first among many brethren, he has received a placement now in God's family. Among all other sons that were coming behind. Hallelujah. He received a blessing. And God is saying, can call him son. Hallelujah. He has passed all the tests of obedience. He has passed all the tests of obedience. When Satan tested him in the wilderness now, he passed all the tests of obedience and faithfulness. Amen. But from that time, whatever Jesus does is what God has done. When Jesus appears, God has appeared. Are you following me? Adoption. When Jesus appears, God has appeared. When Jesus signed it, God has signed it. When Jesus said it, God has said it. Hey! Adoption. Adoption. Are you following me? Let me to come down home. When Jesus said it, God had said it. He had to grow into maturity. And was given a blessing in the family. When he is there, his father is there. When Jesus stands there, it is good that his father is standing there. Amen? That is why he can say, I am my father, we are one. Whatever I see my father do, that is what I do. It is as good as his father. Hey, Ebube. Amen? We are talking about sons, blessing, maturity, satisfaction, obedience, thorough. Obedience, thorough. Because the Bible says he had predestinated us into what? Adoption. Amen. And here we are. So many of us, we are still grumbling up and down on the ground. Oh, God. We are still grumbling on the ground. Amen. When are we going to get to the age of sonship? We are all being tutored now. We have a tutor. Our pastor is our tutor that God has placed here to raise up sons that are going to go giving adoption. He is our tutor. Because every true child that are going to be an inheritor will go under tutorship. And it is your tutor watching you growing can make recommendation to your father that this one you can trust him. This one, you can trust him. Hey, okay? If this one stand there, it is as good as you that they are there. Okay? If this one go to Abuja for your sake, you can go home and sleep. It will be good as you that one there to see the president. To this one, as your ambassador, will be there, ambassador extraordinary. It will fulfill your purpose. You can go and sleep. Amen. Now, can our pastor among us tonight here, let us assume the matter come here and say, recommend some for me. Who can he recommend for adoption here tonight? Anybody? Anybody? Amen. Let us through it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you go to the book of Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you notice here an event of the Mount of Transfiguration. From verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as sun. And his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses, Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to
be here. If thou will, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Forget about Moses and Elijah. What he speak, I am the one speaking. When he speak, I am the one speaking. You better hear him. Because he is my true representative. He is my true representative. I have given him adoption. Amen. Now what the Bible calling the image of the invisible God, the true representative of his Father. Ah, Lord, may we go to that stage in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, when you go further, please, I'm rushing now, so I can catch up. Go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Amen. And he says something here. He says, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son unto your heart, crying, Abba, Father. We are potential sons, made for adoption. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. If you are receiving one, if you are receiving one, not emotion, not feelings. Not emotion, not feelings. You are receiving a genuine experience or an inward conviction that brings conviction. Conviction of your error and wrongdoing, and you can repent genuinely. Because on time and surprise, people say they have the Holy Ghost. You had to have the Holy Ghost without sanctification. Heart is dirty. Mouth is dirty. Body is dirty. Presumption. Lying. Fornication. Adultery. He said, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Whoever pack into a heart without cleaning the house. Whoever entered a house and don't pack into that house. Even if it's a new house, you go and wash the floor before you pack in. Heart is full of presumption, lying, cheating, quarreling, emulation, envy, worldliness, filthiness of thought, filthiness of imagination, filthy picture, filthy in the mind, filthy in the thought, filthy in the whatever you see. Yes, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. May the Lord help us. How can you feel with the Holy Ghost? How do you bypass sanctification? Amen? How presumptuously presume. Because the heart is dirty. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Heart is not clean. To the pure, all things are pure. Your heart is full of presumption. You are a Christian. You are suspecting another Christian of wrongdoing. The Bible says, remove the beam that is in your own eye so they can see clearly the one that is in your brother's eyes. Full of presumption. What you cannot do, why do you think I am doing it as a Christian? What you cannot do as a Christian, why do they think that I am doing it? Amen, you are doing the same thing. You are doing that why you are getting suspicious. Because a murderer will never allow any man to pass his back with a machete. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the fullness of this adoption, brethren, hallelujah, the fullness of this adoption will not take place until the time of taking of the
of the redemption of the purchased possession or redemption of our body. Romans chapter 8, quickly, chapter 23. Adoption. Let me get that in Jesus' name. I'll not be pretending I'm playing religion. He said, and not only, I just want to ask if you want to understand it, upper one, and not only they, but ourselves also, we have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting for what? Waiting for what? Let me read it again. Follow me. Romans chapter 8, verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. The putting on of the glorified body. Amen? The putting on of the glorified body. Go to 1 John chapter 3. Because when that happens, see what John Isaiah concerning you and I. In Jesus' name. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. The world does not know us, but so many of us, especially the young women, they know the world well, well. Amen. The Bible says this world does not know us, but some of us know the world well, well, well. Because some men are here, they see painting their face, painting their nose, painting their mouth, wear lipstick, wear pancake, palm hair, destroy the virgin hair, put attachment, put artificial, so tight cloth that will tight under the muscle of their buttocks will show. And what are you doing that? You want the brother to marry you because of your buttocks? You are in trouble. If what that you want to go to attract that brother to marry you, you are in trouble, because after 2 years, he will use to your buttocks. He won't mean anything to him anymore. Certainty. If not so, why are you doing that? Bible talk of moderation. Wear nice clothes. Sew it very well. But don't go and sew the rest of the world. Because that's what we repented from, if we actually repented. From tight clothes. Tight in the body. Tight in the waist. Amen. I hope you're waiting for this adoption too. Because those who are waiting for this adoption, they are running away from the world. When the world will go left, they will go right. Amen. Hallelujah. It says verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Verse 3. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. Adoption. That's what I'm talking about. If we are really prepared for sonship, I asked a question earlier. If our pastor, the Lord, should appear to him now in his office and say, recommend some for me for adoption tonight. I want to give them blessing. Who will it be? Hey, the Lord will come to our teacher tonight. Our pastor appear to his office and say, oh yeah, my son Moses, as you go there, point out 7 of them for me. I want to give them blessing in the family tonight. Who are qualified? Amen. who agree to that position to be adopted, to be given a place in the family. That when you stand, the father has stand. When you say, the father has said. When you stamp it, the father has stamped it. When you write it, the father has written it. When you decree it, he has decreed. When he does it and go away, it is agreed that he has done it. Amen. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, this adoption is to be fulfilled, hallelujah, in the actual age, the kingdom age, when we are put on our glorified body. When the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18 have fulfilled. Amen. We have been changed in a moment. But now, we are potential sons of God. We are candidates. I am telling you that for you to be recommended for adoption, the evidence should be present now. Amen. The evidence should be present now. In your life, in your Christian experience, as you are growing up now, the evidence that you will be a true representative now will be evident in you now. It should be evident in you now. There's a parable in my people, they say, what are now dark? A child that will be a part of his parents, you know him from the youth. Amen. You know that child. When you look at that child, you know this one. The father will be so proud of this child. Hallelujah. So that we have to move forward. Amen. We have to move forward. Because, listen to me. There are categories of children of God. But the bride is one given the higher place in the family of God. The bride of Jesus Christ is given that placement in the family of God. There are other sons or daughters of God. Those in the sea of glass, those in the white robe. And then they are dressing, they are all different. There are those with white robes, Chinese white. There are those in the sea of glass. Amen. But there are those again with a fine linen, clean and white. They have fine linen, clean and white. The bride is one giving the highest placement. So when you talk of this adoption, it is to the bride of Jesus Christ. That is why in the kingdom age, he will rule side by side with the Lord Jesus Christ. The bride has lifted to that position. If we are potential bride member. The bride of Jesus Christ has lifted to that place of adoption. That is why qualify him or her to rule side by side with Jesus Christ in the kingdom age. Because Jesus Christ will be in Jerusalem. He will not be here in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Wherever he appointed you to take over in Nigeria here, when you take decision here in Nigeria, it will be good as the Lord in Jerusalem has taken that decision here. When you take decision right down there inside the church where you are going to rule, it will be as good that Jesus Christ in Jerusalem has taken that decision here. So it is here now. It is the bride. Amen. So if we are potential bride member, let buckle up. Let buckle up. Let drop our feeding bottle and go forward into growth and maturity. If we are actually potential sons and daughters of God, let us bow our head in Jesus' name. Let us bow our head in Jesus' name and talk to God. Let your bow our head and talk to God. I don't know about you. But your head and talk to God. I ask a question here. I don't know who answered that question. If the Lord appear here tonight and ask our pastor, recommendable for me, I want to give him a place in my family, who will pastor appoint? That I qualify for adoption. That the evidence is there in your life. Bow your head and talk to God. Battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, We shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. We are a crown. We are a crown. We shall welcome, we shall welcome, yeah, we shall welcome, and we are about to serve.